Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
What are you waiting for? This isn't a sermon for everyone. Sermon. I guess, because not everyone is waiting. But I have been in this place. And so this is for those of you who do feel like you're waiting. And like, what the fuck am I talking about? So I feel like there are many of us who are waiting for permission, waiting for clarity, waiting for a bunch of external elements to fall into place, waiting for confidence, waiting for, well, any number of things, really, but like waiting for permission. And I guess, like, I want to talk about this today because I feel like around me there are a stack of people in a holding pattern. Maybe they're waiting for the validation that their concept or their what they want to do, they're waiting to feel 100% good with that, or they feel safer in the ideas and not so much in the implementation of the ideas. And, you know, I guess I'm just here to say, stop waiting. Just start and figure the rest out as you go. You know, the holding pattern isn't serving anyone. Certainly not serving you, because it keeps you in this like limbo land, and it's not serving the people that you're here to contribute to their lives either. You know, holding yourself back, I mean, I've spoken about this so many times, telling yourself stories about self-indulgence, you know, or like all the reasons why you can't is really very self-indulgent. You're here to contribute in some way. It doesn't have to look big or a certain, you know, like have a flavor. It doesn't have to look like Oprah. It doesn't have to look like anything. But we are here as human beings to contribute. During the Clarify and Amplify, Cal and I, in the last week, in the permission call, explored what are you leading with. And I think this is a powerful thing to really look at. What are you leading with? If I think about what I'm leading with, there's definitely a piece of permission. There's a piece around possibility. I'm also leading with expression. I'm leading with experimentation, giving things a go. Like, what are you leading with? Because if you're leading with hesitation, if you're leading with procrastination, you know, like, just have a think. Like, what are you leading with? And what would you like to be leading with? Because full permission, you can do that right now. There's nothing that you have to wait for. Unless you want to practice medicine, then maybe you want to wait until you finish your, you know, degree. But otherwise, you know, we can look for what we have available to us right here and now and stop waiting. You know, like everything, this is the thing, that there's so many hurdles that we place between us and things, whether they are resources, whether it is we don't feel like we have enough, know enough, whether it is we're waiting on, you know, all the things, the clarity, the confidence. Like, if you're waiting for clarity or confidence, it doesn't just arrive. It's something that is, you know, like I said in Clarify and Amplify, permission is a doing word. So is clarity. So is confidence, right? Confidence is not a prerequisite. It is a byproduct of creating. We don't become confident and then go about doing things. The confidence comes in the practice. Are you allowing yourself to practice? I was watching, I went away with Kelly for the weekend to map out a really new exciting program. Oh my God, I'm so juiced about it, called The Container. And we'll be announcing it in the next couple of weeks. So make sure you're around the place if you want to hear more about it. It's going to be fucking epic. Anyway, I was away. We went down to the Yamba region and kind of hung out, mapped out some stuff, laughed until we cried. Oh my God, the laughs. I wish we had like a film crew with us because we were on fire comedy wise. We both like a bit of performance, and so we're doing a lot of piss take skits and stuff. It was fucking hilarious, and I'm hoping we'll bring some of that to you because it's like, oh, it's just so fun. Anyway, where was I going with that? Cal, The Container. Where was I going with that? So that's right. I was away for the weekend and I came home and was just lazing on the couch with Mabel. And we were watching some of a show on Netflix. It's I can't remember the name of the woman, but basically it's a science show. And it's just like little 10 to 15 minute episodes of this woman who has really great energy, and there's like five or six kids with her, and they're doing these science experiments. And Mabel and I love doing that shit, right? Because I want to really instill in her the, I guess, like, you know, in human design terms, as a 1-3, my very nature is experimental. Yet as a society, we don't really value mistakes. And you know, and putting our hand up and getting things wrong can feel like, you know, that kind of shit can stay with us, and we become afraid of our like nature of play and trying things out. And we really, yeah, don't value play really at all, which I find incredibly sad, because it's through experimentation and play that all major things happen. You know, everything happens almost by accident and not at all by accident. But if we never give ourselves the permission to experiment and give things a go, then we never realize what we're made of. We never realize what we're capable of. And we never really are able to impact others, because we're just protecting ourselves and keeping ourselves safe from perhaps failure. But like, you know, as someone who has experienced failure on a massive level, life is often way better on the other side of it. And so this show, it's something lab. Anyway, I just loved it because it just reminded me of how important it is for us to allow not just our children to, you know the value of experimentation. And in that, she's always saying, you know, we have to make mistakes to learn. And we do, but most of us don't give ourselves permission to do that. You know, we judge ourselves when we make a mistake. We're constantly trying to get things right. And, you know, and if you're waiting for it all to be right, you are going to be waiting a really fucking long time. In fact, probably forever. It's inevitable that we will fuck up. And I don't even know that it's fucking up, you know? I feel like it's actually just part of a process of creating, is for us to make mistakes. But what we do is attach ourselves to those mistakes, attach ourselves to the bits we got wrong, without seeing all the shit we've got right. And one thing I've spoken about a number of times is like the power of looking back. You know, when we feel like things aren't working, one of the most powerful things that I do is look back to see what has, you know, and this is particularly in a business sense, I guess, like, you know, for me, having had all those $0 launches and the, you know, the $100,000 business failure and all of that stuff, it really has led me to, Bill. To see the value in a mistake and to see that there really aren't any mistakes. And I've built such a resilience to it too through it. The growth that has happened through the mistakes, and I use, you know, whatever, air quotes for that one, because I don't really know that they're mistakes as such. Anyway, you can see where I'm going with this, right? Like, so one of the things that I've done is look back, and instead of seeing all, like, what isn't working, I look back and see what has worked. What are the things that have felt good? What are the things that have flown? And what are the commonalities between those? And usually what I discovered is that it's when I do something spontaneous, when I do something off the cuff, when I, you know, when it's joyful, the things that haven't worked for me are often the things that we are supposed to do. You know, the rinse and repeat programs, the scaling shit. Like that what has worked is when I'm working one-on-one with people, or, you know, just presenting information and my stories and my knowledge in a way that feels very natural to me, then things tend to work, you know. So that's an important part of science and experimentation, is like, let's have a look at this objectively. Let's have a look what worked, what didn't work. Okay, now do we want to tweak it, or do we want to try something completely different? You know, it's like, yeah, that experimentational, I don't know, I just feel like it needs to be embraced more, particularly in the business space. People, and I mean in general, in life, at school, you know, at home. Experiment and allow yourself to, you know, create a meal that tastes disgusting or whatever, so that you can learn, oh, that didn't work, that's cool, I'll try something different. But don't wait until you know you've got the perfect recipe before you cook. You know? Don't wait for the confidence. Just do it. And you will build confidence and you will build clarity in that process of creating, of doing. Okay, well, that's it from me today. Yeah, go, stop waiting. It's time to stop waiting, like right now, stop waiting. And this is such a funny thing for me to say, right? Because I am a projector, and I am supposed to wait for the invite, wait for the recognition, wait for the invite. But also, and also, that doesn't mean that I can't create whatever the fuck I want, whenever the fuck I want. If I'm doing something without any attachment of expectation, then, or attachment to outcome, if I'm creating for the sake of creating, then, you know, like, why wait? And in fact, the more I create from this place of like, I'm not attached to anything specific happening here, I'm just doing it because I want to do it, the more the invitations actually come. So this is, as you know, this is coming from a projector whose strategy is to wait for the invite. I don't have to wait for an invite to live my life. You don't have to wait for an invite. You don't have to wait for validation to do the things you want to do, that feel good to you, that bring you joy, that, you know, you can do them right now. No more waiting. No more waiting. Okay. That's it from me today. Until next time, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlynimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.